Appointed disaster coordinator Lion Junior Bacchus said within a week of the volcanic eruption, an account was established at CK Graves Supermarket to provide shopping vouchers to assist persons who had an immediate need. He said following that, the Lions clubs began to receive other supplies for distribution.
Immediately, we established an account at CK Graves Supermarket. We put aside $20,000 into CK Graves and we issued cash vouchers, shopping vouchers, if I may put it that way, for persons who are in immediate need to go and get groceries at those supermarkets. So at CK Graves, either Pembroke, Annisvale or Kingston, persons were able to go with our cash vouchers and shop for themselves. So that was our immediate response within a week of the eruption. Following that, the items of donation started to roll in. Well, distribution, as you know, could be a challenge because not just evacuees that needed goods. People were already hurting from the COVID pandemic. A lot of people lost their jobs. A number of people were in dire need.
Mr. Bacchus said the Lions were able to register several people across the country who were in need of assistance. He said the registration process was developed to maintain order and to ensure that Lions and the persons to whom it is providing assistance are protected from the spread of COVID-19.
We decided that we will establish our own database system, so we have got some registration forms. Persons were able to register. Our Lions went all across this country getting people who are accustomed to reach out to us, because what we are doing here wasn't anything new. They reach out to us and we register. We had known a lot of the people through our various clinics across the country, and the registration process get going. We know we will be bombarded with thousands and thousands of people. Once the hair lions are distributing, they will be bombarding us to get good. And we had to protect our members of the Lions movement as well as the public. We had to protect ourselves. So we established a system where nobody was allowed to come to our warehouse, as you have seen in other places, to line up or to crowd up. So very early we establish a standard where you must register, you fill out the forms, and the distribution coordinator and her team decided immediately to prepare and do the background check on those persons.
That was appointed disaster coordinator for the Lions Clubs of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Lion Junior Bacchus. Meanwhile, distribution coordinator Lion Sabita Jacobs explained the steps that were taken following the registration process to distribute items to people affected.
Upon receiving completed registration forms at the end of each day, they were sorted into four zones based on the addresses that the evacuees are staying at and not necessarily the addresses that they evacuated from. The four zones mainly that we sorted them in were Kingston, Windward, Windward and Leeward. Windward Interior, Windward and Leeward. We attempted to make contact with both the host and the evacuees. This was to verify the information that was quoted on the form and also to do some form of needs assessment so that we'd be able to pack the packages for each household based on the need of the household. All in all, based on the deliveries that we did, 50% of the recipients were from the Pitibudel, Chateaubelair, Fitzhugh area. Those were all evacuees who were staying in private homes, but their original addresses was from those areas. 20% of the recipients were from the Sandy Bay Fancy area, and 30% were from Georgetown Dixon area. To date, we have delivered 3,272 packages to evacuees who were staying in private home as part of the relief effort.
Distribution coordinator for the Lions Clubs, Lion Sabita Jacobs. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufriere Volcano Update.